980 and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With the election less than 3 months out, presidential candidates heading to key states for events today. Former President Trump will be in Montana for a rally where a close Senate race is heating up. And Democratic nominee Kamala Harris makes a campaign stop in Arizona. ABC's Rachel Bade says it will be a hard-fought state.
This is a border state. Immigration is one of the key sort of vulnerabilities that Harris has because of various ways that the administration has handled the migrant crisis, a lot of people being concerned that they haven't done enough. And yet she's going down there to try to convince people to give her 4 years in office.
In Fort Worth, Texas, the investigation continues into the drowning death of CrossFit athlete Lazar Dukic during the swimming portion of the CrossFit Games yesterday. That competition resumed today in his honor. Stocks have been on a roller coaster ride this week due to concerns over the economy, but investors may be on a buying spree later today. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Board of Supervisors held a special meeting last night to discuss an act on a settlement agreement with the Kroger Company, an agreement to the terms of an addendum to the Memorandum of Understanding allocating settlement proceeds. The Kroger Company is just one of many pharmaceutical distributing companies that negotiated a settlement through the Department of Justice to pay communities for costs related to addiction rehab. Supervisors unanimously approved the execution of the settlement agreement, the final negotiation and execution of the addendum, and the authorization for the county administrator or designee to execute the resolution and any other additional documents or agreements for the receipt and disbursement of the proceeds. All proceeds from the settlement agreement not directed to the attorney fees account will be deposited in the county's opioid abatement account. An escrow agent will deposit a sum not to exceed an amount equal to 20% of the county's proceeds from the settlement agreement into the attorney fees account.
The Brewers come home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back in action tonight in Milwaukee against the Cincinnati Reds. The Crew coming off a 3-game sweep of the Braves, beating them 16-7 yesterday in Atlanta. 20 hits, 6 home runs in just the first 5 innings. 2 from rookie Jackson Churio, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for Jack. I mean, he's just coming into his own, you know what I mean, and letting his talent play and not dwelling on the failures and bouncing back after that. So really pleased with him.
NFL, the Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns in their first preseason game, kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:25. 6'6" Rojay Stona got a tryout as a defensive end in the Packers rookie minicamp this spring. Last night during the Olympics, Stona won a gold medal for Jamaica by throwing the discus 70 meters, setting a new world record.
I'm speechless, to be honest. Just enjoying the moment. I'm in good shape right now. All I just needed was get a good release, find that angle. I mean, it was great. Nothing to lose.
As Rojay Stona with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Feeling like fall today, with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees as winds are breezy. Sitting under a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, we'll stay clear tonight, and we remain bright and beautiful all weekend long, with some warmer temperatures expected by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered.
Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show this Friday. We air the grievances. Presidential debate, they both accepted. Harris v. Trump, we'll talk about it.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer for the day, Mr. Luke Matheritz, filling in for Aaron Zomers, who continues on a well-deserved couple of days off. It is Friday, TGIF, August 9th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. A little overcast today. Luke, sir, felt like the first day of fall when I stuck my head out the door this morning. It was a little chill in the air. I had to put a jacket on before I came to work.
This is good weather. What are you talking about, first day
of fall? I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining.
I'm just
saying.
Sounds like a little bit of complaining, Todd. But I think it's been too hot these last several weeks and the last couple months of summer. It's too hot. I think a nice cool morning, summer morning. It's nice. It's not fall yet.
I'm just saying it's a twinge of fall. It reminded me thereof. I had to get up early this morning. A shout out to the great Dr. Bradley over at First Choice Dental on the far west side there, Junction Road. If you need some dental work, by the way, go to First Choice, Dr. Bradley. He'll fix you right up. I had to get a crown, and here's the deal. I've had the temporary. And now I went in a couple weeks ago to get the permanent one. And I love the way that he admires his work and the work of the other people that do the – he put the permanent crown on, and he kind of ran the dental floss through, and he says, that's sexy. And then he said – and then he goes – he had me chomped down and everything. He goes, nope, don't like it. It doesn't – and he sent it back because it didn't match up. He goes, you want to make sure you can eat meat, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And so I went in this morning at 8 o'clock, fit like a glove. Bada bing, bada boom. And he said he was traveling, actually, this last week. And he said he saw a billboard down in Indianapolis. And it had and he specializes in kind of cosmetic dentistry. And he said his dentist, and the headline or the tagline was sexy dentistry. So he said, I think that's a great license plate.
If it works, there you go.
So yeah. If you see around the Madison area, sexy dentist, or sexy teeth, I think is what he was going for, that's my dentist. So I'm not sure my teeth are sexy, but they work. They're fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, a great show today. Of course, Luke is in for Mr. Zomers today. Always happy to have Lukester along. And in hour number two, our old friend Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be in with his bi-weekly Week in Review. Now, here's what's spectacular about it. These are not made-up stories. These are real people. It is not fiction. And the folks at EPOM's World scour the internet and the interwebs, and they come up with these wild and wacky things that we as humans actually do. So he'll be in at 1:30 or just after the break. At 1:33, and give us a little Week in Review. So looking forward to that. Also, we're going to do a little talking about Wisconsin. And the Olympics are wrapping up here soon, Luke. Is it tonight or tomorrow they wrap up?
I believe the closing ceremony is not until the 11th, so Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday is through the weekend. We got some gold medal matches throughout the weekend.
Yeah. And I heard that apparently Tom Cruise is going to be involved in the closing ceremonies and the handing off of the torch because, of course, the next Summer Olympics happens here in Los Angeles, California, in America.
Oh, one more mission they're going to go try to make impossible? That's yes, not cool. We want the mission to be possible.
Well, I guess Cruise is going to jump out of a plane or something to the Hollywood sign.
Jump off a bike and everything. Yep, it's going to have to leave Paris, though. I don't think it's going to be quite to the Hollywood sign yet.
I think that's kind of the shtick, is that somehow they're going to like bow and arrow the flame over the Atlantic and Cruise is going to catch it. I don't know. It's something like that.
That sounds like an impossible mission.
It is an impossible. He'll make it possible, so that's so the Olympics are wrapping up, but Luke posed a great question yesterday afternoon. If Wisconsin had Olympic events, what would they be?
Yeah, I think it's a fun idea
to
play with, yeah.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And yes, by popular demand, it is the return of Mimosa Friday. So we have that. We have all that as well coming up. But first, let's get to the top stories, headlines of the day. Now, yesterday, I was up in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin, in the 8th Congressional District, not too far from Green Bay. And Luke was here at the world headquarters monitoring what was happening down in Mar-a-Lago. The Trumpster decided to hold a press conference, or what he called or billed as a press conference, because here's what's going on. Trump never thought it possible that Joe Biden would have something that he does not, character and morals, and putting his country ahead of himself. So he really thought, Trump did, that Biden would not drop out. Of course he did. He put country before self, endorsed Vice President Harris. And now the polls, new polls are out. Marquette Law School poll, our friend Charles Franklin down there, heading up the Marquette Law School poll, new poll out nationwide, according to Marquette, Harris with an 8-point lead. 8 points, Luke.
That's a lot.
That's now beyond the margin of error.
Yeah, beyond the margin of error, but still, I mean, what? With the margin of error, it could be a 3 or 4-point lead.
Right.
But it's interesting as well that you got to throw out there the national polling average and all those things skew a little bit more favorable.
Sure.
So even if whoever the Democratic candidate is, if Democrats have about a 2 to 3 point national polling margin, that's about even in the Electoral College.
But the main point to take away from I get out of this is that it's gone from Trump being up in almost nearly every poll to now Harris being either even or ahead. And this has all happened in the course of about 3 weeks. And she's outraising Trump. She's drawing bigger crowds than Trump. And if there's one fragile part of Donald, well, there's a lot of fragile parts, but one main one, it's his ego. And he doesn't like to be laughed at, and he doesn't like to come in second. And Harris is kicking him in every possible way. So he decided to try to take back the attention, most likely against the advice of his campaign team. And Luke was listening to this yesterday for us to see if there was any real news. And Luke, I watched some of this. It's nothing more than nearly lie after lie after lie and exaggeration. I mean, he went down the rabbit holes of the 2020 election. And we're going to play some of this. But I thought the best way to start today is just by a fact check. And I haven't seen anyone do it better in the last 12 hours than CNN did it right after the event yesterday. We're going to play you this. This is just a slice of the fact checking from the Trump so-called presser yesterday at Mar-a-Lago.
There is a lot to unpack in terms of falsehoods. Let's start with the economy, a big thing for many issues out there. He said we could literally be in the throes of a depression, not a recession. He said close to a 1920s depression. 1920s, the depression was 25% unemployment. We're at 4.3% now. Not even close, not even in the same ballgame. He also mentioned, weirdly enough, people can't buy bacon. I checked on bacon sales. They seem to be doing just fine. On the border, as Brianna noted earlier, he grossly overinflates the number of people coming over the border there. He also repeated a claim that he's made many times before, that he really must like, even as the numbers fall here, saying this notion that people are coming out of mental institutions and prisons, as he said, all over the world. They're emptying into the United States. He said this many times, never offered any proof for it. About Kamala Harris, he says she's the most unpopular slash worst vice president in history, couldn't pass her bar exam. Scholars surveyed by the LA Times ranked VPs from 1933 on. They put Harris at 11 out of 18. Not great, but certainly not the worst. And she did pass her bar exam, even though she had to do it more than once. She said President Biden had the presidency taken away from him. Not true. That is false. President Biden agreed to leave the presidency. He wasn't happy about it. Nobody would be. But he agreed to leave, and he backs Harris in her campaign. He said everybody wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. The country overwhelmingly wanted this and returned to the states. Not true. Even now, more than 2 years afterward, a Pew study said that 63% of people still think abortion nationwide should largely be legal, not left up to the states. And one more thing, he talked for quite some time there about how he protected Hillary Clinton and always wanted to keep her safe, but at least more than a half dozen times in recent years, he has said publicly she should go to jail, and a whole lot of other Democrats as well.
There you go. I mean, and that's just part of it. I mean, running down those, and I credit CNN for at least playing that after. It would have been nice to do it somehow in real time next to it. But Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC had a great point last night that we're getting close to getting back to 2016 in terms of all the cable news networks apparently played that out live, the hour or so of the Trump press conference. And there was nothing on the Kion or next to it on the screen fact-checking this stuff in real time. So it was an hour of inaccurate information at best, lies at worst, that went unchecked until after this played. And later in the day, when Kamala Harris was holding a press conference with Tim Walz with the UAW, many of those same stations chose not to take it or only took part of it. It goes to me to show that this is why many people just started getting accurate information, and that the press is lured somehow back into this, to carrying these long, drawn-out things. I mean, we talked about it. I was going to dip in for 5 minutes or so just to see if it was worth it, and God bless Luke for listening to this. We shouldn't be, in my opinion, as a media outlet, playing unchecked lies on either side. Well, for an hour.
And I had a feeling it was going to kind of fall into that rivet because the podium went live like an hour or half an hour before his scheduled remarks were even going to be there, which had very large 2016 vibes because you just see the cameras on the empty podium. And most speakers, when you're monitoring these feeds, those feeds don't go live until a couple minutes right before, or maybe even seconds before they take the podium.
Yeah.
And the camera feed for the Associated Press that was monitoring it went live 30 minutes before. And so it very much gave off those 2016 vibes.
Yeah, and part of this, I think, and we're going to play a cut a little bit later in the show, James Carville, the longtime brilliant Democratic strategist, helped get Bill Clinton elected in the 90s. He has his finger on this. And there's something weird going on at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, there's always been something weird going on at Mar-a-Lago, you know. But what's weird-er is that Donald Trump is starting once again not to listen to people like Chris LaCivita, who actually can win campaigns. He helped Ron Johnson win in Wisconsin last time. But he's going back to listening to guys like Stephen Miller, the wackiest of wacko goofballs. And this is going to get... Well, but there was some serious stuff out of it. Trump's feeling on Misoprostol. We're going to give you that in his own words. He's going back to the 2020 elections, still harping on Brian Kemp, the popular Republican governor of Georgia, and also Adam Kinzinger, Republican, veteran, talking about Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, setting the record straight. Why is Derek Van Orten losing his mind? We'll tell you after this on the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon on this TGIF August 9th edition. I forgot to send out a couple of birthday greetings. Two of my favorite all-time people, two of my best friends, both celebrating birthdays on the same day.
It's not my birthday today.
but Luke's a great guy as well. No, my longtime friends, Brooke Dobbs from Richland Center. We grew up together. Great guy, great singer, one of those people that, one of the few people in my life that could just make me laugh hysterically, naturally, just by telling me stories. And just also a generous, wonderful man. So happy birthday, Brookster. Hopefully you and your lovely wife, Shelly, are enjoying your day together. Great guy. Brooke taught me everything I know about over-the-road trucking. He let me ride along one time on a big trip from Chicago down to San Antonio, Texas. And boy, I mean, you don't understand the heroes that truckers are until you're actually out there and see what they go through every day. The people that get us our goods. I used to have a bumper sticker on my former pickup truck. That said, without trucks, America stops. And that's true.
Yeah.
So for all the good and great folks doing God's work by getting things that we all enjoy, you know, it's like we say with farmers, right? People think milk comes from a store. Well, no, farmers have to produce it. Well, guess what? Truckers have to get it to us. Some of you get some rail and that sort of thing, but overwhelmingly, most of our goods that we go to whatever store and buy come from truckers. Also, my friend Brooke introduced me to Pendleton whiskey. Pendleton Canadian whiskey. Ever had it?
No, I'm more of an Irish whiskey guy.
Well, of course you are. But no, I like that too. Pendleton.
Pendleton, all right. Yeah, give it
a try. Also, my friend Sam Gold, who also happens to be my attorney.
There you go.
Sam Gold. Sammy, happy birthday to you. Great guy, served in the congressional office with him. So Sam is celebrating by suing someone today. No, I'm not sure that's not true.
Maybe. Who knows? It could be on the list of things to do.
So Brooke and Sam, thank you for your friendship and happy birthday. Hope the two of you are having a wonderful day here on the 9th of August. Talking about this so-called press conference by Donald Trump yesterday afternoon, went on for over an hour at Mar-a-Lago. Lots of airing of the grievances last night. There was one, at least a couple, of things I want to highlight because, again, he's telling us what he would do, especially when it comes to women's reproductive rights, healthcare. There was a question, and this was interesting. They provided, of course, a microphone for Trump, but no microphone for the reporters. So you really could, A, you couldn't hear it, and B, you couldn't ask a follow-up question.
I tried to, bring up the volume on the reporter's question. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to do.
No. I think that's by design. It was more of a we're telegraphing, not receiving type of press conference. But the subject of Mifepristone.
Mifepristone.
Thank you. Mifepristone. The drug, the so-called day-after pill. That women have occasionally used, and many actually do for various reasons, but healthcare reasons, would it be available to women under the Trump presidency? And more importantly, would he consider banning mifepristone if he were back in the White House? Here's what Trump said yesterday.
Yeah, please.
I have a follow-up question. I wanted to follow up on the abortion question.
Okay. Sure, you could do things that would supplement, absolutely. And those things are pretty open and humane.
open and humane. He calls banning, that's something we could do, he says. Open and humane. So again,
I don't think he knows what mifepristone is.
Maybe not.
I have a feeling that it's a very general response that right. he gave there. I don't think he knew what it was.
Which may well actually be more dangerous.
Yeah.
But regardless, I think it's really important that when you hear Republicans, Trump's, you know, mega Republicans, saying that, oh, well, there's not going to be a national abortion ban if Trump gets back in. You know, we're open to things. We're going to, quote, unquote, leave it to the states. If you read Project 2025 and you look at other factual things coming out of Trump world, it is very apparent that if given the opportunity, A, Trump would in fact sign a national abortion ban, and B, mifepristone would not be available to women across the country. Across the country. Speaking of things that he doesn't understand, Luke, let's jump down to this cut on asylum. Because he keeps bringing up, Trump does, Hannibal Lecter. Which is weird, of course, comes from Silence of the Lambs. And he was, you know, the old term for mental health facilities are insane asylums. And Trump on the stump keeps bringing up Hannibal Lecter and then talking about immigrants who are seeking asylum. And for a long time, people have said, he doesn't get, to Luke's point, he doesn't get what asylum means. Mm-hmm. It means coming to the United States because you've been persecuted in your home country and you're afraid that your life is in danger. So you're seeking political asylum in the United States. Here's a question yesterday on asylum, Trump's response from Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Sorry about that.
I'm not finding this one, buddy.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we might have to play it for the people on the other side, but right, this one good. I'm not seeing.
All right, we'll get it. This was actually the Lincoln Project people put it out yesterday. So we'll try it again. We'll send it to you again. Let me know if it comes up on the other side. But this, in the meantime, let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, always a pleasure. What say you? Wisco, you're on the air.
Hey, good
sir.
Afternoon. Hi, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, that press conference, I wouldn't even call it that. It was a joke. And he just rambles on. The media, the press, they let him get away with that stuff. And it was all just vague stuff. And his fingerprints are all over 2025. He can run from it if he wants. But Stephen Miller, just look at the people he surrounds himself with. So this 2025 says everything I need to know about Trump. And the press conference, if I was Harris, I'd just tell the media, I'm not going to have any press conferences with you people because all you're going to do is yell at me. And Trump, you let him sit up and say whatever the heck he wants. All right, that's my rant for Friday. Thanks, Todd. Bye.
Appreciate it, Wisco. Always a pleasure. We got that cut now. Here is Trump yesterday on the question on asylum.
Why is it that millions of people were allowed to come into our country from prisons, from jails, from mental institutions, insane asylums, even insane asylums. That's a mental institution on steroids. That's what it is when you see the people that are coming into our... These are institutions that are being emptied out, not in South America, all over the world, including South America, all over the world.
I mean, he clearly thinks that people seeking asylum in the United States have mental health issues, and he's using the old term of insane asylum. The guy's not well. He's just not well. Again, Harris and Walz doing 7 different events across the country this week. Donald Trump finally doing one in Montana, a red state. Apparently, they think that might be in trouble in Montana.
I think it's for the fact that there's a U.S. Senate race there. I don't think the fact that
they think that the Senate candidate could be in trouble in Montana. In Montana. And we're not talking Hannah Montana. Come on back. We're going to talk about Adam Kinzinger defending Governor Walz. On the other side, your phone calls as well. It's a Friday show on the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Chicago October milk is nearing the $21 a hundredweight mark, and September milk is close behind. This is indicating seasonal demand. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Mike North joins us on a Friday. He's a primary partner with EverEgg. He tells us why September and October milk contracts are seeing price support.
That ultimately is our normal seasonal peak. It's when we love to be active in the marketplace, and this year looks like it's well supported to be active there again. Yes, that's the time of the year when, you know, school milk is starting to suck some volume back out and compete. We're ramping up for the holidays. All things hit right around that September October timeframe, and so it's hopefully when we're going to get a better look at even some better prices, but. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say.
We'll take a look at how the Class 3 milk prices are shaping up ahead of the weekend in about a minute. Mike North taking some time with us. He's a principal at EverEgg. That's EVER.AG.
This year's Farm Technology Days is growing to the tune of success. August 13th through the 15th at the Country Fest Grounds in Cadott, Wisconsin. This year's show takes a glimpse into the future of agriculture with technology and technique. Visit WIFarmTechDays.org for a full schedule of events.
Join our friends from Compeer Financial and the Agribusiness Tent 2 and the Midwest Farm Report at the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days on August 13th at 2 p.m. Compeer Financial is dedicated to agriculture in rural America by providing financial services throughout 144 counties in the Midwest. Learn more at Compeer.com.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Friday from Chicago, the September Class 3 milk contract is trading down 8 cents at $20.50 a hundredweight. The October contract is at $21 a hundredweight, trading down 8 cents. Grain markets are mixed today. Cash corn is down a penny at 378 and a quarter. December new crop corn is down 0.75 cents, trading at 396 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are up a penny at 994 and a half. November new crop beans are up 0.25 cents at 1008 and a half. And cash and new crop wheat is trading up a nickel and 0.75 cents at 543 and a quarter. Just because we're heading into the weekend doesn't mean that your farm news has to stop. You can follow along with us around the clock through our smartphone app. You can download that for free at thefarmwi.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Feeling like fall today, with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees as winds are breezy. Sitting under a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, we'll stay clear tonight, and we remain bright and beautiful all weekend long, with some warmer temperatures expected by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Tune into the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll react to the news from the weekend and talk about the issues impacting us all. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a TGIF August 9th, 2024, 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zomers and a well-earned couple days off. Mr. Luke Mathers, the Lukester behind the board, helping us out producing engineering. We appreciate it so very much. Your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kind of dissecting a little bit of what was billed as a presser by former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, which turned into just an airing of the grievances and, to use the word, weird. Just weird. We're going to get into more of this, but want to go to the phone lines. Let's take the driving call first, because Keith from Middleton driving out. Look, he just as we went to take him, he dropped. That's, well, that happened.
That's a drop call right there.
It's a drop call.
We don't know what happened.
I know. I have a feeling, because the reports were that Keith was out driving near the old hometown Richland Center, and in the city proper, you could get great service. But parts of Richland County, there's no cell phone service because of all the valleys.
The Driftless area.
Yeah. Beautiful, yes. But sometimes confounding, but when it comes to cell service.
That's almost a nice thing some days.
Well,
you're
right.
You don't want to be reachable. Now I know. If I don't want to be reachable, I'll head over to Richland County.
You better believe it. Keith, give us a call back when you have some cell phone service out there in the Driftless, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Los Angeles over the West Coast. L.A. Tom, thanks for listening. What say you? L.A. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. We can hear you now. Sometimes the cell service in L.A. can be a bit pesky as well, but welcome back.
And we're always driving. We don't stop driving.
That is true. I have friends in L.A. I haven't been out there in a while. I got to get out there soon. But I tell people who have never been to Los Angeles, it's an hour to anything. If you have to get groceries, it's an hour. It's an hour to anything in L.A.
Come on,
I'll
get you a beer.
I'll take you up on it. What do you got for us, Tom?
There you go. All right. Well, first, I just want to say that I am an absolutely joyful democracy warrior, just like Coach Waltz and Coach Harris are. Mm-hmm. I believe in democracy, and I'm very, very joyful about it. I don't understand why there weren't any questions yesterday about his age, because – one, he's looking really gaunt, and he looked really not good yesterday. There's something going on there. And then also, what does he think he is, dear leader, where he gets to have a microphone, but the reporters don't, and they're getting him, I mean, they're making them ready for this when, if Project 2025 goes through. I mean, shame on the reporters. I would have said, if you're not going to give us a microphone, we're not going to be here.
Yeah.
They need to have some standards of some sort that says, I'm sorry, but you're – and he thinks he's Simon Cowell. He thinks that he can just critique on everybody's stuff.
I like that.
And he doesn't answer any questions.
This guy thinks
he is – I don't know.
I think you're right. And here's the other thing. You bring up an interesting point, Tom. Also, there were no questions from reporters on this $10 million he's allegedly taking. It's being investigated from Egypt. I mean, some of these things that are out there. I mean, if that had been an allegation against a Democratic candidate, the press would be all over that.
100%. And can you tell me what is going on with our media? Our press. I know it's about clickbait. I know it's about viewership, but I'm not even watching this stuff. I watch it on a clip, but when I see Trump, TV's off. I'm just so over just seeing this old, decrepit, weird guy on my TV that, like I said, he thinks he's on American Idol. Rather than answering questions, he's constantly critiquing other people. Oh, look at Kamala. She lies all the time. Oh, look at her. Everything. It's like, who cares what you think? Mind your own business.
It's a great point, Tom. It's a great point. And we've talked about this show before. It's a conundrum for a lot of media right now, because this is an election unlike any other, where you have one side that is, a 34-time convicted felon that's never happened before. And like yesterday, you have an hour of just lies. It's not debatable. It's lies. We haven't had this before in maybe any time, certainly not modern times. And so I think it's a, I'm not defending the press. I'm just saying that's a, look, we're part of it to a certain degree, but it's a conundrum of how you cover these things. So I get that. Great call, Tom. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Going to try to reestablish connections with Keith from Middleton out in Southwest Wisconsin. Keith, you're on my beautiful part of Richland County. How you doing? Keith, are you there? Keith is here. Keith is not here.
I swear we just had him a moment ago. Keith,
that's the way it goes. Out,
yeah,
out there
I was going to say he went underneath one of the rolling hills again, and then maybe we're not such a good connection.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. We'll take you whenever we can get you, Keith. So keep trying back, and we will we'll be happy to have you come on board as soon as you're able. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Want to take a couple more of these clips from this Trump press conference, because, or what's called a press conference. And again, he keeps rehashing the past. He's still going back to 2020. Even Scott Walker, former Republican governor, is tweeting out, don't do this. When Scott Walker thinks it's a bad idea, maybe you should listen. Here's Trump yesterday talking about Georgia and the 2020 elections down in Mar-a-Lago yesterday.
I don't know. I don't know if I can or not. I got him elected. Without me, he wouldn't be governor. I got him elected. He was doing terribly. I got him elected. With that being said, I hope we can repair it. But if we don't, the people are still the people, and they're going to vote. We're leading in Georgia by a lot. We're leading in Pennsylvania by a lot. So, but I don't know. Now, in Pennsylvania, I have great relationships. In Georgia, I do, too, but unfortunately not with the governor. I've never understood it. When you get somebody elected, they're supposed to like you. He's not exactly for some reason, and you'll have to ask him about that. Yeah, I'd love to see it get repaired. I think that if we don't win Georgia, Georgia is a big win, is a big state. So I won Alabama by a record. Nobody's ever gotten that many votes. I won South Carolina by a record. You don't win Alabama and South Carolina by records and lose Georgia. It doesn't happen. And the people of Georgia understand that. There was tremendous anxiety and problems in Georgia. A lot of people say, what happened? And we have to, all we want is honest elections. If we have honest elections in Georgia, we have honest elections in Pennsylvania, we're going to win them by a lot.
The only people that had anxiety over the elections in Georgia was Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and Governor Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, because Trump kept calling them trying to break the law. And to their credit, they did not. To their credit, even as Republicans, they maintained the law in Georgia and certified the election. Of course, there's a pending case on this very thing right now in the courts in Georgia. Jeff Duncan, the former lieutenant governor of Georgia, still Republican, has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. Says it's time that Republicans join him in resetting the party as a Republican Party 2.0. Still Republican, endorsing Kamala Harris. Kemp, very popular Republican governor of Georgia, basically put out a statement saying, leave my family out of this, because Trump was attacking the First Lady of Georgia as well. It has been proven time and again, the 2020 election was free and fair. There were no widespread or result-changing issues of fraud anywhere in the United States of America in the 2020 election. That is fact. And most Republicans wish that Trump would move on. But he keeps going back to the narrative. I was in Shawnee yesterday after the show. Dad and I went down to Charlie's Market to get a brat and a sun drop. Sat there, and an older gentleman came up and said, hey, can I sit down? We said, yeah. About 2 minutes into the conversation, he says, well, I sure hope that Harris doesn't get elected. Carried on and on. And finally he said, I just wish Trump would keep his gal dang mouth shut. He might not have said gal dang. And when he said, I wish he would just keep his mouth shut, I said, you know what? I could agree with you on that. I wish that Trump would keep, even Republicans who want to vote for him can't stand the fact that this guy is unstable. Just keeps repeating lie after lie after lie. Luke, do we have time for the Kinzinger cut here?
It's going to be close, but we can try it.
All right, I'll give it a try. This is Adam Kinzinger yesterday on Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, on the attacks on his voting record on the Tim Miller podcast.
The Walz attacks the JD has engaged in starting yesterday. He's attacked Tim Walz over stolen valor. He said that he, quote, abandoned his unit before he went to Iraq. You wrote about this in your Substack. And said the swift voting of Walz is sick, inaccurate, and will fail. Talk about that.
I have tried to not become angry during this cycle because, I mean, I mean that. Like, I want to be a professional, like, angry, not really angry. I am furious about this attack. Now, let me take it from the broad perspective and cut me off if I'm spinning too long because I'm going to rant
Go,
about this.
Roll, baby, roll.
So, on the 50,000-foot overview, if you ever served in the United States military, why in God's name would you run for office? Because what you have done is, yes, you have done what 99% of the country won't do. But now it has become acceptable to parse through military records, look for any time you said something in a public comment that might have been a little bit inaccurate, or take a completely normal thing that happens in a military career, explain it as something differently to people that don't understand how, for instance, military retirement works, and make it look like you abandoned your unit. Now, let me go into the details of this. So Walz retires at 24 years in the military. Let me be clear about one thing. He could have retired at 20 with a pension. He stayed for 24. That was 4 years after 9/11 and 2 years after the start of the Iraq War. So I retired from the Guard as well. I retired at 20 years. He stayed 4 more years. Eventually, he makes the decision to retire. Now, it just so happens that a month later, his unit gets called to say, you're going to deploy. But he had made the decision to retire prior to that. The other thing I'll say is this. When they said that he is claiming to have worn a rank that he didn't wear is complete bullshit, okay? So how military retirement works is in 20 years, after 20 years, you're eligible to retire. You retire at the rank you last held for 3 years, okay? So when I became a lieutenant colonel, the year I finished my third year as a lieutenant colonel, I was then eligible when I retired to retain the rank of lieutenant colonel.
Got it.
Had I gotten out at 2 years, I would have reverted to major. That happens in about 20% of retirements. That's what Walz did. He reverted to senior master sergeant.
So wait, which rank did he reach? What was his highest rank?
Chief master sergeant, which is okay. Like the highest rank in the Army, okay. The highest enlisted rank in the Army. And then since he didn't finish his education requirements for that, which happens all the time, and since he wasn't in that rank for 3 years, he reverted to senior master sergeant. That's not like a disciplinary, you know, demotion like Captain Ronnie Jackson got, and he still has Admiral on his Twitter bio. He says he's a rear admiral. He was demoted for disciplinary reasons to captain. So I could go on, and I'm happy to answer any questions, but what makes me furious is not even so much the attack on Walz, as unfair as that is, and I'd be this furious if people were attacking J.D. Vance, by the way. It's the fact that if you served in the military now and you think about running for office, you're like, God, did I ever say anything that somebody happened to get that maybe wasn't entirely 100% true. And if so, I'm never running for office. And when the people that are throwing these arrows, one of them avoided the draft by claiming he had bone spurs. The rest of them, you know, our friend Eric Erickson in Georgia down there sitting jiggling in front of his microphone with his anger, who's never served a day in his life in the military, talking about Walz's service like he has any effing clue. It is a completely unfair attack. If he had known they were deploying and then made the decision to retire, there is still nothing cowardice or unethical about that. Once you pass 20 years of service, you have every right to retire at the moment you decide to retire. And if it happens to be a bad moment and the military is like, sorry, you will leave this unit unmanned if you retire, they do what's called a stop loss, which thousands of people got, which says you cannot retire until this mission is complete. Yeah. So it is an unhinged and wrong and sick attack against a man that did 24 years of service.
Republican Adam Kinzinger, former U.S. Congressman, veteran, defending Tim Walz. A great cut, the truth. We'll come back, discuss it. Your phone calls as well as the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local Sam's Club today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at wrce.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Standing up for America's veterans across the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday. TGIF, 10 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. That was a great clip. I know it was kind of long. Luke did a masterful job of getting it in. Adam Kinzinger, former Republican congressman, still a Republican, endorsing Kamala Harris and defending Minnesota Governor Tim Walz against these absolutely sick attacks. This is coming from Chris LaCivita in Trump world, who did the Swift Boat attacks on John Kerry back in 2004. And it was a one-trick pony, by the way. Stuart Stevens, former Republican strategist, now at the Lincoln Project, tweeted out last night, "Hey, Chris, you're like a one-hit wonder who comes back and is playing behind the VFW stands at a church picnic because you got nothing else." It's not going to work. Because you got guys like Adam Kinzinger saying, look, this is just wrong. It's factually wrong. 855-752-4842. Let's go back to Keith, who is now pulled over, I understand, on a hilltop in Richland County. Keith, you want to go back to talking about these, what Trump, Donald Trump yesterday in Mar-a-Lago was saying about people seeking asylum, political asylum, and he's equating it with mental illness. The old term is insane asylum. Keith, have you got some signal? Go ahead.
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. First of all, I just want to let you know, I just drove by a street that says Alba Street. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Alba Lane, that's the old homestead. You're on Highway 56. Alba. I know exactly where you are. You're on top of your Eckleberry Corners up there as you go to either down to Bloom City or straight ahead to Viola. I know exactly where you're at. And the cell phone service is spotty.
I'm by Viola right now, getting ready to go fishing.
No, good for you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm jonesing so bad. I want to switch off. I absolutely love Adam Kinzinger. I mean, I've mentioned it before. He's just a great human being. And I just love that. And I was doing this same thing you were talking about with the Swift Boat thing on John Kerry. I'm thinking, oh, man. But what I've noticed over the last few weeks is everything that they're throwing out there, because they're throwing a lot of stuff at Harris and Walz. They're throwing a lot of stuff. And I say stuff, and I don't mean stuff.
I get it. thank you.
It's not sticking. Right? And I love that it's not sticking. And it's just awesome.
Yep.
I love it. So, anyway, thank you guys very much. Appreciate the patience with it. And I'm in your hometown, and I love it out here. So
thanks. It's a beautiful part of the state. It's part of what makes Wisconsin great. And listeners like you, Keith, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. And to have a good time. Great day to go fishing.
Yeah.
A little overcast, not too hot.
They might have been biting this morning, though, with the nicer cool weather.
I know. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. He's absolutely right, Keith is. Nothing is sticking to Harris and Walz. And what I think is so fascinating, and maybe we'll get into this next hour, Luke, is that people keep coming, and I'm not sorry. I was going to say I'm sorry. I'm really not sorry. It's ridiculous to me that people in even mainstream media are attacking Vice President Harris Oh, she hasn't done a formal press conference yet. Oh, she's not talking to media enough. She's going across the country doing seven events, press everywhere. She talked to the press yesterday off of Air Force Two. I keep having to wonder what could it be? Why are the press holding this candidate to a different standard? Boy, it's so hard for me to think of this. Oh, she's the first woman possibly to be president of the United States. Seems more than a little odd, doesn't it? Meanwhile, they give free airtime to a guy who's mentally losing it and his campaign can't control. Here's something. Take us to the top of the hour. The population of Earth, 8 billion. Nearly 3,000 are billionaires with an average wealth of $5 billion each. Luke and I are not amongst those. Among the 350 million Americans are 813 billionaires with an average wealth of $7.4 billion. Among the 6 million Wisconsinites, 6 million Wisconsinites now, Luke, how about that? Here are the billionaires out of all Wisconsinites. Here are the billionaires in Wisconsin. John Menard Jr., of course, owns the Menard stores. $25 billion he's worth. $25 billion. Diane Hendricks, co-founder of ABC Supply, with $20 billion. She spends a lot of that on Republicans. Judy Faulkner, founder of the Epic Systems, $8 billion. Here in Verona, in the Dane County area, very philanthropic, and has great annual press conferences as well. James Cargill II, also Richard Elizabeth Uihlein, three heirs to the S.C. Johnson fortune. A well-known American recently joined the billionaire club the old-fashioned way. New Jersey resident, the boss, earned the money himself. Bruce Springsteen accumulated his $1 billion of wealth over the last six decades. Of course, he's still getting it done. Most Americans, when surveyed, say financial happiness comes with having just over $1 million. But for those of us without $1 billion, for those of us maybe without even $1 million, for those of us without even $500,000, for those of us not even $100,000, Bruce Springsteen has some great advice for us. Just dream, baby, dream. How about that, Lukester? That's what we're looking for right there. You got a dream. And that's what's great about this campaign. That's what's great. Up in Eau Claire this week, talking to Tim, listen to Tim Walz. He wants the best for all Americans. Just to dream a little bit. Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, talking about the American dream. It's inspiring. It creates excitement, enthusiasm, inclusiveness. We're a melting pot. Taking the American flag back, that's not for one side or the other, it's for all of us as Americans. That's what we're supposed to be in this country. And it's a great time. Come back after this, hour two. Don't go anywhere, it's going to be a great hour. Peter Raphine and more. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come on, we gotta keep on dreaming. Come on.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.